so crazed?
Waldo's introducing me to his parents tonight, and I want to look extra special.
Ooh, girl, no wonder you're nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
About what?
Well, here I am carrying on about my boyfriend, and you're all alone.
Well, thanks for pointing that out. I'll just run down to the old maid store and pick up some sensible shoes and a rocking chair.
You know what? There's a guy who's absolutely perfect for you.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Stefan. Stefan Urkel.
Stefan was so smooth.
You really liked him.
He was all right.
Stefan was more than all right. He was gorgeous, cool, and ooh, hurt me sexy.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he was also self-centered and shallow.
Why don't you ask Steve to make a new, improved Stefan?
How dare you, Max?
What?
I am not so hard up for a guy that I would crawl over to Steve Urkel and beg him to bring back Stefan. Please, Steve! Please bring back Stefan!
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Please come back.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Was she on top?
Laura, I'm confused. When I was Stefan, you begged me to change back into Steve Urkel.
Well, that's true, but that's because Stefan was shallow and insincere, but couldn't you create a better Stefan?
You know, that's an interesting challenge. Of course, it would require delicate manipulation of infinitely minute strands of deoxyribonucleic acid.
Oh, you could do it. You're such a smart scientist, man.
But Blair, I'm in the middle of a new project. I harness the electrical power of cheese. And feast your peepers on this baby. Someday you'll be able to light an entire city with a single wedge of brie.
Steve, I know you're busy, but I really like Stefan. And if you bring him back, I'd be his girlfriend.
But I'd be Stefan, so really you'd be my girlfriend, right?
Right. And isn't that what you've always wanted?
Good news. I finally completed that elixir, and I'm ready to turn into Stefan. Well, of course, if now isn't a good time, we could always reschedule for tonight, or tomorrow, or later sometime.
Now's good.
A little anxious, aren't we?
Interested, that's all, but enough chit-chat. Let's do this.
Now, wait just a doggone minute. In a few moments, Steve Urkel will cease to exist. Well, don't you want to give me one last goodbye?
Sure. Goodbye at last.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Steve. That didn't come out right. I really will miss you.
You know what? I'll miss me, too. I'll miss my styling pants. My neato suspenders. And my charming laugh. I'll even miss my glasses. I'll never forget the first day I got them. I was one happy six-month-old little boy. Well, no more Steve Urkel. Been there, done that. Time to move on.
So how does this work?
Simple. This is the original Cool Juice. This is Cool Juice Booster. Mix them together, and they make something I like to call boss sauce.
Are you gonna drink that?
Oh, nay. I've improved the transformation process. Absorption by swallowing causes unsightly twitches and convulsions. Enough of that. Not to mention painful rashes in private places. That's why I invented this.
Wow. What is it?
The UTC, the Urkel Transformation Chamber.
Oh, how does it work?
Well, first, I pour boss sauce in here. Then, once I'm inside, you pull this lever and every cell in my body is bombarded with boss sauce.
That's right, baby. I'm back. And you've got me.
How's this dress? Now be honest.
Forget honest, be brutal.
Laura, it's a beautiful dress.
So were the first six you tried on.
Well, I'm sorry, but I want to look absolutely perfect for Stefan.
Look at this rag.
Stefan?
Look at you. Perfume, pour a bit.
Les fers de Jordan.
Les fleurs de jardin. Garden flowers, my man.
It's a beautiful fragrance. Very expensive.
Oh, big deal. I gave you some perfume just last week.
That was a sample from a magazine that you rubbed on me while I was cooking.
Hello there. I have all your albums.
Excuse me?
Well, yeah. Aren't you Whitney Houston? Hello, Carl.
Oh, how's it going, Stefan?
Hey, I'm just maxing and relaxing.
Hey, well, I'm couching and slouching.
Freeze.
Huh? What?
You have been working out. Flex a little. Come on. What have you got in there? Volleyballs? Wait, stop, stop. You'll split your shirt.
I don't know how my arms got so big.
is from lifting all them donuts.
Harriet, with all due respect and affection, that comment hurt the big guy here. And when the big guy hurts, I share his pain.
Thank you, Stefan.
Hey, Carl, I'm here for you.
Hello, Stefan.
Oh. An angel speaks, yet I hear no heavenly trumpets.
Come on.
For you, an African violet or an African princess?
Thank you, Stefan. No one's ever given me a potted plant before.
Oh, well, I don't like to cut flowers. It hurts them.
Hey, you guys ready to roll?
Hey, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the lift, Eduardo.
Hey, man, just being seen with you increases my rep with everyone.
Stefan, what's wrong with your Isetta?
Oh, nothing. At night, I like to loan it to Meals on Wheels. Of course, it can only carry one meal at a time, but hey, every little bit helps.
Laura, don't forget your curfew.
Oh, don't worry, I won't keep her out late. I have to get up early and cook breakfast at the mission. Good night, ladies, and later, Slim. Oh. It's open, my sweet. Hurry to me.
This place.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't easy trying to find the right fabric to match the chestnut flecks in your eyes.
You say such nice stuff.
Sparkling cider?
Love some.
And some romantic music?
Sure.
Lucky shot.
Three glasses?
It's a surprise. A toast? Helen of Troy's beauty could launch 1,000 ships, but your beauty could bring them back home, baby.
Stuff again. Ooh, the bubbles tickle my nose.
Lucky bubbles. Listen, why don't you pop this into the stereo and lower the lights while I make fire?
Jackson, I love that song.
Yo, Fred.
Hey, Stefan.
That's Freddie Jackson.
Yes, and you are my lady.
There's something that I want to say, but the words sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you. Oh, yes, I do. There's nothing that I'd rather do than spend every moment with you. Girl, you've got me so hypnotized. Oh, yeah, yes, you do. Just say that you'll stay with me.
So long, Stefan. See you Saturday at Madonna's party.
Right.
Something I have to tell you.
What is it?
I think... Well... I think I'm falling in love with you.
Oh, Laura. If you only knew how long I've waited to hear those words. Why, you made me the happiest man. I don't know. What just happened?
All of a sudden, you sounded like Steve Urkel.
Yeah, I know. But that's impossible.
Isn't it? Go away, Steve. I want my man back. No sweat like that. No sweat. Now, look. Don't get yourself all Twitter painted. Now, I'll just hop back into the old transformation chamber for a little Stefan pick-me-up, okay?
Yes. Go!
Okay, now, don't worry, I'll just be a jiffy. Stefan will just be a jiffy.
We have a small snafu.
What?
Well, the machine is busted. But the evening's still young. So what do you say we get back to those lip push-ups?
No. No!
Wait, Marv, what's the matter? Why are you leaving?
I can't talk more, Steve.
Marv, I know things look bleak right now, but... We can work this out.
must be cursed. I finally find the perfect guy, handsome, cool, and caring. I give him my heart, and what does he do? He leaves me.
As God is my witness, I will not rest until Stefan Urkel is back forever!
Is a Miller Boyette production in association with Warner Brothers Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.